Audible.com is the leading provider in spoken word entertainment, including books, magazines, newspapers, and podcasts. They have over 35,000 books to choose from, including a large selection of conservative titles. Log on to townhall.com/audible to get a free audiobook download when you sign up today. Again, it's townhall.com/audible for your free audiobook.
Hey, everybody, it's the Happiness Hour on the Dennis Prager Show. No matter what happens in the world, come hell or high water, frogs, lice, vermin, darkness, smiting of the firstborn. We talk about happiness this hour. And I'm not going to sing it this time because I want you guys to sing it. Take it away, everybody. It's our hour. Okay, my friends, I think that happiness is the most powerful of the ways to change the world. Happy people make the world better, and those who make the world worse are overwhelmingly among the unhappy. If everybody were happy, and I don't mean on some sort of high, some manic reaction to life. No, just basically working to be happy and having a positive and happy disposition. There would be so much less evil in this world, and we would bring so much more joy to everybody around us, etc., etc., etc. And by the way, it is not etc. Alan, does that bother you as much as it bothers me when someone says etc.? It doesn't. I'm trying to stare him down, folks, but it never works. It never works. All right, here's the topic for today's Happiness Hour. It was actually a call that triggered it from one of you. It was about a guy. What, he took responsibility for what? What was it again? Oh, yeah, that's right. That was some call. The guy who was a homeless. Yeah. It was a street bum, as they say. Yeah. And I'm just using the terminology. Not everybody on the street is a bum. But in any event, he was a homeless guy, and he decided, I am responsible for this condition and has made a life for himself. So here it is, folks. It's very simple, but very hard to do for many people. The moment that you take responsibility for your life, you will be happier. I'm not talking, again, I always make this point. This hour of the week is not about morality. It is not about moral values. It is about happiness. The more you blame others for your condition, the more you will be unhappy. And that is it. Now, there are times when others are the actual cause, but by and large, we have often made the bed in which we sleep. You cannot be happy if you are not prepared to acknowledge that fact. I am in this situation, at least in part, owing to my own work. Now, again, I always use the example of the proverbial drunk driver. You were driving perfectly well, and you were hit by a drunk driver, and now you are paralyzed. Somebody did this to you. That is correct. I do not believe on the other extreme is everything that happens to us we have brought upon ourselves. There's some mystical belief that some people have. It's too irrational for me to entertain. There are things that happen to you that you did not, in fact, have a hand in bringing upon yourself. That's true, too. But by and large, certainly in the micro realm, in the way in which we live our lives, if you get fired from a couple of jobs and you still blame your employers, it may be true. It may be a fact. You did a great job. You were a wonderful employee. You were just stuck in life with awful employers who did not recognize your talents and did not recognize your excellence. And that is possible. I don't deny that that's possible, but the odds of probability would dictate that you may have had something to do with the fact that you were fired from your last two jobs, or maybe even your last one job. And it may not. It may not. But that is where you have to entertain the possibility of you are responsible for the way in which your life has turned out, or that aspect of your life. I am not preaching morality. I am preaching happiness. You can't be happy if you think you are not the commander of your ship. That's the point. Captain of your ship. That is the reason it is so good to take responsibility aside from moral reasons. It is so good for your own happiness. Yes, I take responsibility. I am the captain of my ship. If you feel that your ship is simply buffeted by the winds of life and the waves of the ocean of life that you're sailing on, how could you be happy? You are a helpless, pathetic thing. It is amazing to me that people want to think of themselves as helpless and pathetic. That's your choice, usually. Not always, because sometimes you really have been unfairly acted upon, like the drunk driver example. But so much of life we have created, it doesn't mean you're bad. Everybody makes mistakes, and we pay for those mistakes in this world. You know my vision? I'm going to put this for an Ultimate Issues Hour. I think that we pay for our mistakes in this world, and we pay for our evil in the next. Boy, do we pay for our mistakes in this life. Not for our evil. I wish people paid for their evil in this life, but it's almost impossible. It couldn't be arranged that way, but we certainly pay for our mistakes. And the sooner that you realize it, I must tell you, I feel so strongly about this that I rather believe that I was the source of my misfortune in whatever area it would be than to think that I am a victim. I am so happiness-oriented that I know how devastating it would be to my ability to be happy if I thought that I was a victim, even when I am a victim, by the way. It's much better. I much prefer to be able to say, boy, did I screw up, than to say, man, was I screwed. I'm using the vernacular because that's how we think. We don't think in Shakespearean terminology. 1-8-PRAGER-776. 1-8, you got that call? Yeah, let's hear that. While you folks call in, questions or corroboration or arguments, am I getting through to you on the joy of taking responsibility for what has happened to your life and what happens to you? WDTK, getting a lot of response from Detroit area listeners. Thank you, guys. Hello, Eric in Detroit.
Good afternoon, Dennis. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
I particularly love this hour of your show. I listen to you daily because I consider you to be one of the true, honest liberals and honest conservatives that I have ever met.
It's a very high compliment. Thank you.
Let me qualify myself by saying that I am an American of African ascension and also a 32-year practitioner of Nichiren Buddhism. My life is dedicated to world peace through individual happiness. We have a particular phrase in Buddhism, which is very similar to your comment about turning lemons into lemonade. It is turning poison into medicine. Perhaps 25 years ago, while I was living in Phoenix, Arizona, hi, Britta, I was, through my own poor decisions, found myself to be homeless.
Let me immediately say why I know we're going to have a good ending.
Why is that?
I'll tell you the key words. Through my own actions.
Absolutely.
The moment one acknowledges that one's state, that's not always the case. There are times it's just pure bad luck. You hit by a drunk driver, it is not through your actions. But the moment you can say what you did, you have a possible good outcome.
Absolutely. That's another long discussion, but as a Buddhist, I accept full responsibility for everything in my life, no matter what it is. If I'm even hit by a car, I accept the fact that I made a cause in this life to be in that position at that time. But back to the story. Instead of accepting the situation, as some might, as a matter of fact, a policeman once stopped me and offered to take me to a homeless shelter. I told him, no, I'd rather be on my own. Homeless shelters are a way of life, and this is not going to be a way of life for me. I took a blanket, a pillow, a white shirt and tie, and a pair of pants and rolled them up into a bedroll with a rope. I then proceeded on my way out into the world. I found a very large lot, a field. I went out to the middle of the field, put up my bedroll for the night, chanted for the evening, and enjoyed the stars. When I
All
woke
right.
up in
okay.
the morning, I went to a local...
This is the essence of it. And really, that one thing, I realized I was here because of my own poor decisions. That's when you, there is hope for your life if you can say that phrase. I am here because of my own poor decisions. The moment you can say that, you have a chance for happiness. You have a chance for a better future. You have a chance for clarity. You have a chance for forgiveness. You have a chance for everything good. The older I get, I must say this, the older I get, the more I fear and disdain people and groups that walk around with a victim status. They only hurt other people. And not to mention themselves. Taking responsibility for your own life and where you are as a result of your decisions on the Happiness Hour of the Dennis Prager Show.
I really like this.
Alan, do you know the lyrics? Sing along, Alan. Come on. 20% of the polled people like when you sing.
Oh, blah, blah, life goes on, brah, la, 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 life goes on. Oh, blah, da, life goes on, brah, la, 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 life goes on.
You should see the number of people leaving the studio.
Couple of kids, that's very good. This is the Beatles. I mean,
You're right. It was foolish.
There's not too many Beatles songs that I couldn't sing along with.
Is that so?
Yeah. Actually, I'm going through a Beatles retrospective.
What does that mean, retrospective?
I've just been rediscovering the Beatles.
I embarrassed to tell you, I am now discovering the Beatles, and now I know what people are talking about. They were great musicians.
Well, you can't overestimate their impact on
but that's the interesting thing. We had that guy on who wrote the book on the Beatles, and he said that they were the greatest, but there were no followers. He didn't think they had a big impact, interestingly.
Well, I disagreed with him on
you
on
disagreed
that one.
Then and you disagree now. Okay, yeah. Fine. 1-8-PRAGER-776. Could get that mic, thank you. I'm talking to you on this Happiness Hour. This is life-changing if you take me seriously. I wonder, though, how many of you, this is what I'd like to know. A lot of you are calling in about, and I want to take those calls, about confirming what I'm talking about here. If you take responsibility for where your life is, then you have a chance at happiness. If you don't take responsibility, then you have no chance at happiness. But I would like to know, have any of you actually changed from victim status to I am the captain of my own life? That's what I'd like to know. Maybe the victim is always the victim. See, I must say, and this is not self-adulation. I don't even take credit for a lot of this stuff. I think that I have a certain nature. We all have certain natures. There are parts of me I have to battle and always have had to battle. I always loathed victim status. I have such a deep desire to be happy, and did since I'm 15 or 14. I was on the subway one day, and I'll never forget, in New York City, and it occurred to me. I remember the words that I articulated: "Dennis, unhappiness is the easy way out." I said it to myself. Any jerk can be unhappy. There's no trick. Big deal. But I'd like to know, if you were of that type, woe unto me, everybody has screwed me, and have changed. That's the question. Can people change? If you can't, see, my show, the Dennis Prager Show, is predicated on the belief that people can change. The Happiness Hour obviously is dedicated to that, but that is true for all the other hours on any other subject that I might address. Okay, let's go to your calls here, and we begin in Highland, California, and Gary. Hi, Gary. Dennis Prager, the Happiness Hour.
Hello, Dennis. How you doing?
Well, thank you.
It's so good to talk to you. Well, thanks. Here's my situation. In my younger years, I'm 44, and in my 20s, I did a lot of drugs and alcohol and things like that, and that does not mix with diabetes. So I lost my eyesight, and very soon I realized what a blessing that is.
Go on, I'm listening. Why is it a blessing?
Because I didn't realize how beautiful this world is until I couldn't see it anymore. It's a symphony of, you know, if you want to know what it's like as God has created this world, go out in your backyard at 2 o'clock in the morning and just close your eyes and listen. It is a symphony. It's really incredible.
I salute you, Gary. That's a very moving call. Because if you become blind, as opposed to being born blind, if you become blind, it's certainly easy to see yourself as a victim. Of course. And by the way, there are people under certain circumstances who are victims. I mean, I don't deny that there are victims on this earth. Somebody who went to fight for our country and got blinded in battle it was still their decision, and that's probably the way they have to look at it, but it's certainly different from his case, and this was very noble. Yeah. Drugs, alcohol, and diabetes are a pretty lethal combination. And that's how he looks at his own blindness. Ooh, that's pretty powerful. Ooh, here's a great point coming up from Loveland. How does it feel to live in a place called Loveland? Susan. Hi, Susan.
Yes, hi. You know, I love it. It's great.
You love it. She loves it.
I do. I love it. I wanted to say that I have a saying on my mirror that I read. I have
You have. I love that. I want to analyze that. You have sayings on your. Is it your bathroom mirror?
Yes.
Are you married?
Actually, no. I'm not married anymore.
Okay, I was
but
just
I agree
curious.
With
yes.
you. I'm a better person for having been married.
Yes, that's a perfect example there. Instead of woe one to me. What about saying, well, thank God for the years that I had of marriage and what I've learned from it, and if we made a family, the family I made. How is that? Isn't that a better attitude than woe unto me? I salute you, Susan. The only reason I asked if you're married is I was curious if you shared that mirror with a husband.
Well,
because if the mirror is filled with your sayings, I was just curious how somebody else reacted to your mirror.
There's hardly room for even my image in the mirror.
That's right. That's what I figured for some reason. All right, so go on. What is one of the sayings?
One of the sayings is success requires no apologies. Failure permits no alibis. And what I was going to say is that when you can admit your own failures, then you also have more of an opportunity to celebrate the things that you have done well.
Pretty good, huh, Ellen? I never thought of saying that. Exactly. If I am responsible for my failure, then I can take credit for my success.
Yes.
You
get to dwell on your success. And it kind of puts the failures on the back burner instead of the failures being on the front burner and your successes being on the back burner.
Right, but even back burner or front burner, how can one take credit for one's successes but not one's failures? It's either
right.
You either take credit for both or neither.
Exactly.
Well said. That is a great point. By saying I am the reason that I failed, the reason that this bad thing is in my life is me, or largely me, or partially me, then you can say my successes are me. And the truth is, you can fool yourself, but not for long. You can fool others, but you can't fool yourself forever. And you will realize at some point what is going on here, that if I'm not responsible for what bad is in my life, then how can I be responsible for any of the good? And then what are you? Just acted upon in life. We'll be back in a moment. The Happiness Hour, Dennis Prager Show.
You're everything.
Melting.
To fail if you win it.
We've even knocked out any commercial message.
Where's the real stuff?
It is sacred.
To cling
Jimmy Durante is sacred music on this program.
Is the answer.
How many people, is it dark, seriously, is it dark that I think very often with certain pieces of music and classical or non-classical like this, that when I leave this world, this is the music that I want played as I'm leaving? You don't think that ever? You know, deathbed music?
No, you don't.
So there's something, there's such a strange quirk in me. I would like to be heralded out of your
strange quirks.
Well, that's redundant. I mean, quirks are all, by definition, strange to the other.
So you have your quirks. They're not strange.
Right.
They're...
We ought to do a show on my quirks. People would love that. You think of another quirk that you feel you could share with a national audience?
Your obsession with being on a plane and the plane going down, and most people don't think about...
I am not obsessed with that at all. I use it as an imagery for how I hate panic. I fall asleep before we take off on a plane. I have no obsession about planes going down. I have an obsession with hatred of panic.
All right.
So I use that example. But you hate that example.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
You're quirky.
You're quirky.
I'm very quirky. That's what people always say. Oh, see, he's quirky.
See, here he is. I insulted him. I can't believe it.
It's not that hard. It comes naturally.
It comes naturally to me to insult you, or it comes naturally that you were a sensitive soul?
The former, not the latter. I'm not terribly sensitive.
And so it comes naturally to me to insult you?
Well, you think of things. You know, you devote a part of your you do it in a nice way, but I see through it.
But you see through it, exactly.
All right,
here we go. 1-8-PRAGER-776. These repartees, but when I hear the recordings, they crack me up. Our repartees. No reaction. Okay, fine. Let's go to more calls. This is the Happiness Hour. That was a Charles Buhmuller that I was just talking to. You might have thought it was Alan Estrin. The topic on the Happiness Hour today is, it's so big, if you take it seriously, it'll change your life, and you're absolutely for the happier. And that is, if you are capable of saying, I am here because of what I have done. I was fired because, at least in part, of things that I did. Now, by the way, there are times when it's absolutely wrong, 100% wrong, and that does happen. Where the boss was a fool and you know, and whatever reason. But if things keep happening, you know the kid who walks around with, oh, they all pick on me, all the teachers pick on me? It starts early in life. It's not you, it's all the teachers pick on you. I used to say that, by the way. Do you know that when I was a kid? I used to say, oh, they all pick on me because I'm the tallest one in the class. They only see me talking. I really believe that. you know my parents. You could imagine how well that went over at home. It's because you're tall? Okay, let's go to Brunswick, Ohio, and David. David Dennis Prager, thank you for calling.
Hello.
Hi.
Your question about if a person with a victim mentality can change.
Yes.
I certainly hope that's the case. I'm in the middle of a multi-year project with my 14-year-old daughter, and I hope she can change. She's the most mentally victim person I've ever met in my life.
You must. I'm not kidding. Because a stranger can be so much more effective than a parent, you must get her you must download, go to PragerRadio.com and download this hour for her.
Okay.
I'm very serious. To hear someone she doesn't know on the radio say exactly the things that you've been saying in different words could be very powerful. And that she realizes that it's a recipe for misery. And the example I gave of my own self in school. We'll be back in a moment. Well, I love the music on the Happiness Hour. I really do. I keep saying I have to have a Happiness Hour just with happy music. Send in, you know, that would be fun. Send in recommendations. And if you can, even with an MP3 file, of happy music. Well, actually, don't do that. Don't do that because it'll clog up the mail. Because they're very long, those files. But do send me names of songs that you feel would qualify for a happiness hour. It'd be a lot of fun to play a lot of happy music. one day. This is the Happiness Hour. This one's a big one. You can't be happy if you don't take responsibility for where your life is at. It's as simple as that. And you have a real chance at happiness. And I love the point made by Our Lady in Loveland, and I love that name, Loveland. I know it's not pronounced that way. I just love it, though. And that is, you can't take credit for your successes if you don't take responsibility for your failures. That's awesome. And you deep down would know it, so you're never going to have great pleasure from success if you don't acknowledge your failures. That was terrific. That was worth the show. All right, here's my man, Eric, in Detroit. Eric, have we ever met?
We have never met personally.
Well, wait a minute. The only reason I ask is because... Huh? The only reason I ask is because you're a Buddhist.
Yes.
So we may have met in a previous lifetime.
Almost certainly.
All right.
Most certainly. Let me preface by saying that it is neither my intention or desire to proselytize on your radio show, but this subject in particular is very close to my heart. Up until the age of 28, particularly from 18 to 28, I blamed everybody for my problems. I blamed my parents. I blamed the Catholic Church. I blamed white people. I blamed the government. But once I began to study and practice Nichiren Buddhism, I was empowered by the fact that everything I am today...
Oh, you're my man! You are my man!
Yes.
You're the guy I just... did you hear yourself on the radio?
Oh, huh?
Wait, were you the homeless guy?
Yes.
Yes, you didn't hear my excerpt from you about a half hour ago?
Oh, no, no.
You just tuned in?
I'm at work, and I was doing...
Oh, Eric, Eric, you are becoming immortalized on this program. I just played your call. It was so moving.
Oh, thank you. By the way...
But that's why I'm going to hang up on you now, because we can't have you on this often.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, no.
How soon can I call back?
What's the rule? What is the rule?
What is the rule?
Yeah, what is the rule for black Buddhists? What is the rule? We have a black Buddhist rule.
Yes.
They're all... I love this guy. You got to send me an email and a picture. I really do. He really, every time he has a perfect example of it. The number of people walking around angry at a group, and none of them are happy. Don't you understand? I wish people wanted to be happy. It is, folks... Maybe this is worth, I'm not kidding, this is worth maybe a happiness hour. I have come to the very sobering conclusion that a lot of people do not want to be happy. It amazes me. It's almost like saying people don't want to be healthy. It is so bizarre to me that people are happy in their misery. That's a better way. People are happy. There are people who thrive on being miserable. And this notion of being angry at a group, in his case, he said, until 29, angry at whites, whatever, or the Catholic Church. Yes, there are people who define their lives by their angers. All right, I know you're angry at X, Y, and Z. What do you actually like? What is positive in your life? Okay, Garden Grove, California, Lori. Hello, Lori. Dennis Prager, thank you for calling.
Yes, hi, Dennis.
Hi.
First of all, I want to tell you that I have great admiration for you.
Thank you. It means a lot to me.
Thank you. I just wanted to say that I, as a child, was molested, and then in my teens I was raped, and I never, even then...
May I ask who raped you?
It was a minister.
Really?
Yes, unfortunately.
Ooh. Okay, I'm very sorry. Go on.
Thank you. And even then, I chose not to think like a victim because if I thought of myself as a victim, I would be more of a target.
Hmm.
And secondarily, I believe that for proper healing would not be possible if I chose to think of myself as a victim.
That's right.
So,
and did that turn out to be true? Did you heal in some ways?
Well, I'm still actually still doing some healing, but not mm-hmm. to the extent that I had before.
Were you able to fall in love with a healthy man at any rate?
I have been fortunate enough to to have married a wonderful man 6 months ago. So
6 months ago?
Yes.
I am so happy for you.
Thank you very much. He's a Christian, and he's the love of my life. And
oh, God, that's beautiful. That I'm happy I asked. Thank you, Lori. Well, that's more than most of you have endured. Is that fair to say? Molested as a child and then raped as a young person by a trusted figure in religion, no less. But the proof that she is healthy is that she didn't leave her religion after a member of the clergy of that religion did that to her. That's proof of it. That's exactly right. Let's go to more of your calls. Tyler, Texas, Keith. Hi, Keith. Dennis Prager.
Hi, Dennis.
Hi.
I listen to your show every day, and I'm quite happy with your topic today.
Good man. Thank you. Go on.
I had a motorcycle accident when I was 15 years old, and it left me a paraplegic.
Huh.
I went through a good portion, I'd say about 20 years of being angry and why me and all the negative stuff you could think of. But quite recently,
all right, hold on. I want to hear the end in a moment. Alan was just saying to me how great the calls have been and how great they are on the board. Dennis Prager here. And they are. It's true. I say this maybe too infrequently, how honored I am to have so many of you as listeners. Very high quality crowd. Alan, put that down. On a some slow day, I'd like to tell people what is said about my listeners. Because I get feedback about you folks, just as obviously there's feedback about me. This happiness hour is devoted to this. You can't be happy if you don't believe that you're the master of your ship. Now, we're not fully the masters of our ship. Things work upon us, obviously. But if you walk around feeling that life has, you got where you are and you had nothing to do with it, you've just been the victim, you can't be happy. You can't be. Just be miserable. And back to Tyler, Texas, and Keith. Now, at 15, you were in a motorcycle accident, and you were paralyzed by both your legs?
Yes, sir.
And so you're in a wheelchair?
Yes.
Okay, go on.
I completed high school. I got a college education, an engineering degree. But most recently, I've really just stopped to take a look at my life to this point, and I do things that I used to do, except I just don't walk. I mean, I work, I drive.
Yeah, That's it. I love that view. I do exactly what I just don't walk.
Yes, I just don't walk.
Yes,
everywhere I go.
Keith, as another phenomenal call. God bless you. That's right. What a wonderful way of looking at this is the classic half full or half empty. Oh, my life is ruined. I can't walk. Or I can do everything except walk. Which is exactly right. That's exactly how you have to look at it. That's right. And who doesn't have some handicap? And I'm not being poetic here or stretching the word. There are emotional handicaps. There are mental handicaps. There are physical handicaps. There are psychological handicaps. Who's to say this one should make you miserable and this one not? Let me summarize your calls here. Every one of you is worthy of so much time for others to hear. In Phoenix, Clint broke his back 2 years ago. Rather than go on disability and become a victim, he kept fighting and working. Sandy in Sacramento, California, blamed husband's alcoholism for her unhappiness, but AA helped her take responsibility for the choices she had made to make her life bad. Drew in Costa Mesa and Elizabeth and Chris, I say wonderful, powerful calls. I wish people could hear them. All right, it's now time for you to call in, including on any of the current events of the week, if you'd like, but on any subject under the sun, 1-8-PRAGER-776.